IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us. كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء. Today, Sunday, is the 16th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Al-Imran, verse 110.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah. If only the people of the scripture had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are believers, but most of them are defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's interesting that the reason of being the best nations for Muslims is stated the fulfillment of enjoining the right and forbidding the wrong, and belief in Allah. This shows that the improvement of human society without belief in Allah and not being accompanied with invitation to the truth and struggling against corruption is impossible. Besides that, the accomplishment of these two obligatory duties guarantees the spirit of belief and the execution of all personal and social rules. While the surety of execution is verbally prior to the law itself. You are with today's special and this question. Did Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, know he would be killed? Dear brothers and sisters, Imam al-Hussein knew where and how he will be killed. This is the case for the other imams of Ahlul Bayt as well. In carrying out the commands of Allah, in which people have also responsibility, and likewise in ordinary behavior, the prophets and imams only make use of the first way of knowing, that is the commonly available means. The second means, extraordinary means, is only used by them in duties and works which are connected with their position of prophethood and imamate. The extraordinary means of knowledge cannot be the basis for their action, unless in some rare circumstances when Allah wishes otherwise. And what they volitionally do must be determined by the means available to everyone.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as reviewed by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam indicated that he was very much associated with death, such that he analogized it to the association and inclination of an infant to its mother's breast. From the point that the view of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in the case of death was nothing but martyrdom. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam favored martyrdom, and right from the time he initiated his movement in dissidence of Yazid and in opposition to Yazid, right from Medina, and then when he departed Mecca toward Al-Kufa, toward Iraq, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam quite repeatedly mentioned the case of death and martyrdom. And now we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was never scared of martyrdom. That is, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam viewed martyrdom as a second phase of life.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura.
We're going to speak about a life like Ali and a death like Hussein. Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, was born on 3rd of Shaban, 4th year of Hijrah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family took the baby Hussein in his pious arms and called Adhan and Iqama in his ears. Prophet had tears in his eyes. When Fatima asked the reason for the tears in his pious eyes, the Apostle of Allah informed her of martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn. Imam Hussein embraced his martyrdom for the establishment of the religion of Allah. The most gracious and the sunnah of his maternal grandfather, the Apostle of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. His martyrdom is the greatest battle that is won in defeat and that established the victory of divinity, truth and humanity on the evil, lies and inhumane acts of Yazid. As the saying goes, Islam took a new turn and trod the path of victory after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, Love and Worship of Dunya and World. A very important sense of Imam al-Hussein upon analyzing this issue is accurately. By default, people are slaves of this world, and religion is like saliva in their mouth. They rotate it inside the mouth as long as their life is okay, but when they are surrounded by tests and hardships, very few are those who are committed to religion. There is nothing wrong with the world, but to worship dunya, I mean this world, is the problem. Islam does not promote poverty. There are plenty of hadith from Ahlul Bayt which encourage people to live a good life. The sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, visited the house of his friend, which was a very poor facility. Imam asked, "Why are you punishing your family like this when Allah has provided you sufficiently?" There is nothing wrong to have good life. However, there is a difference between someone with a good life and someone whose purpose of life is a good life. A fine destination, but a very critical one to explain. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura. We have a few things that we need to do to become grateful. Because as you know, God complains and says that those that are grateful are very few in the Holy Quran. One is that we need to think about the different blessings and observe these blessings. Look at them and say that they are blessings. We're surrounded with very different gifts that God has given us. And sometimes we forget the fact that, you know, once God takes away one of these gifts from us, we notice how much we're in need of it. When we have health, when we have financial security, when we have good family members, when we have good neighbors, when we have good friends, good brothers, good sisters, when we have Islam, we need to be grateful for it. Two, we need to make sure that we did not bring these gifts to ourselves. We did not give these bounties to ourselves. God has given us these bounties. So we need to make sure we attribute these to God. So step one is to look at the world and look at all the different blessings that God has given us. Two, make sure that you attribute these to God. And three, once God has given you a blessing, He has given you wealth, He has given you time, spend them in the way of God. That is how a person becomes truly grateful. If He is giving you wealth, spend it for your center, spend it for Islam. When He's giving you time, volunteer, teach people, teach children, teach the youth. When He is giving you different blessings in the way of God, spend them for Him. Then you'll be of the grateful. So this is advice that we have so that we can, inshallah, enjoy our lives more and be of the grateful. When a person is ungrateful, he is also in much pain. He is always unhappy. So inshallah, may Allah make us of the grateful, those that enjoy their life, inshallah, and that we will have liddat from the connection of God in this world and the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla baytihi tayyibin tahirin.
So we follow this interesting topic, I mean the death in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.